chord. It says Annalee, scene 3, take 3?
Yes. 3. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, Sherlock. There does appear to be several breaches of ethics. First off, Chinese manufacturers seem to be acting unethically in their product and covering up of tainted dog food and treats. No one in the industry appears to be willing to take any responsibility for the problem.
Yes, Sarah, that is true. It seems to be a very large problem tied to profits and very difficult to isolate a single source or cause.
These also appear to be unethical findings of the sales of these treats in Canada by the distributors of these products. Although there have been some recalls, certain products have been identified to be dangerous. Certain products have been identified to be a danger. Certain products have been identified to be dangerous. Okay.
You typed.
There you go. I know. I'm thinking I had a typo. Okay. Okay.
You didn't have a typo there.
Okay. Certain products have been identified to be a danger. The majority of the imported treats are still being sold, many times to unsuspecting consumers like Sally, with dire consequences. I think the distributor should be more diligent in selling these products that they know to be safe. Not these products. Okay, sorry, I need to start over. I think the distributor should be more diligent in selling products that they know are safe. This would be the ethical thing to do.
And the FDA seems to be working very slowly on to find the source. That doesn't seem to be very ethical either. Allowing these companies to continue to sell imported treats when it has been determined that they can cause illness or death.
Yes, in my opinion, the warning given by the FDA does not go far enough to protect the public's pets. It is not ethical on their part to allow these treats to be sold in the U.S. or any other place. It looks like there have been a number of unethical patterns involved in this matter. And it does not appear that we will have a solution anytime soon. In the meanwhile, we warn all pet owners to be very careful about what they feed their pets, and if they see any of the symptoms described here today, please take your pet to the vet. Thank you and good night.